New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
I learned about diabetes when I was young because my grandfather had type 1 diabetes and he passed away in his 60s. Now, as a child, to me, 60 sounded old. You know, I'm like 8 years old. I'm like, what? He lived to be 60. Now that I'm older, I'm like, what? That is so young. So, you know, there's so many complications. There's so many things that can happen from type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And there is a crusader among us who has done such fantastic work. I'm an absolute fan. So is Andrea. It is Charles Maddox. He's here today to talk about his phenomenal documentary, The Diabetic You, and his docu-reality series, Reversed. Charles, welcome to Naturally Savvy. We're so thrilled to have you.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Charles, I was immediately taken, so was my 13-year-old daughter, with the documentary, both the documentary and the television show. When the way you start the documentary is so funny, because you basically, actually, you know what? I'm not going to give it away. Right, Andrea? People have to see it. I don't want to give it away.
It is really good.
But yeah, you're really self-deprecating, good. And I love that, because that immediately makes you say, I like this guy. I want to see more. And then to see more, you're just blown away by all the incredible work you're doing. So take us back to when you were, you know, you noticed you had some urinary frequency, you'd go to the clinic, figured maybe it's a bladder infection, but then something was pretty big that happened. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. I love doing these shows with you. You guys are truly the best. And I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and it was just a shocker, and obviously, you know, for someone who thought they were living healthy and eating healthy and all this kind of stuff, to walk into a doctor's office and not know anything, to be honest, and especially as a black male, not know anything about diabetes, you know, was a shocker to me, and which led me to think, well, if I don't know anything about it, can you imagine, you know, someone who may not have had the resources or some of the blessings that I've had as far as life, who may not know about certain things like this. So it made me really want to share my story and get out there. And I always knew I wanted to do something to leave a mark on the world. What it was, I didn't know. And I felt, you know, maybe this was it.
Hmm. You know, something that was really, that stood out for me, Charles, was the amount of people in the United States that have diabetes. Can you share some of the statistics with us?
You know, I think there's about 35 million in America with diabetes, many more million who are not diagnosed with diabetes. So there's a lot of people in the United States, but there's also a lot of people in other parts of the world with diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, Charles, when you were told you had diabetes, what were the first things that went through your mind?
I thought I was going to die. You know, I thought, wow, you know, this is a death sentence in a sense, you know. I mean, like I said, I didn't know anything about it. And go back with those numbers that I did look it up. It's like, it's 1.5 million, probably about 2 million new cases are diagnosed every year with diabetes.
That's
and about 35 million with adults. Diabetes, and 7.2 million undiagnosed people with diabetes.
So I believe that. I believe that because so many people live with it and don't even know that they're living or don't listen to their bodies. You know, Charles, question I have for you is, a lot of us, when we think about type 2 diabetes, we think it's an old person or older person's disease. How old were you when you were diagnosed, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, in my 30s.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I was blown away, there were so many things. I mean, I was just upset watching in terms of just how poorly people are treated, how little information they get, how little education they get. And one that really stood out was Scott. You know, he hasn't had insulin in a year. His brother and his father died. His dad died at 67, his brother at 42. He has a hernia. He can't afford health insurance. His teeth are rotting out. And it was just unbelievable. And he has this wound that hasn't healed properly in 2 years. And his poor wife,
and
Lisa, was just devastated.
And I'm going to tell you, Scott's actually way more fortunate than most of us. I mean, you're talking about a man who's had a few heart attacks. not just one heart attack, right? Most people don't survive one heart attack. Scott's going on, I think, three heart attacks. And I don't know, maybe about four or five stents and other serious complications. And, you know, most of us don't get those chances. And I think sometimes maybe that might be part of the reason why people don't take it as serious. You know, maybe in his situation, I don't think that he's taking it as serious as he has maybe right now. So, yeah, there are a lot of cases like that where, you know, diabetes just ravages the body, and that's exactly what it does. You know, diabetes destroys every organ in the body, and it's not an old person's disease at all, because obviously there are millions of cases of children with type 1 diabetes, juvenile diabetes, and obviously, you know, those numbers are growing and continue to keep growing. So, you know, diabetes is a very serious condition. And I think, you know, with the whole idea of the documentary, when I was diagnosed, it was really to kind of explore what was going on with the state of diabetes, not just on a health perspective, but from a food perspective, a fast food perspective, from the health insurance perspective, from the pharmaceutical side of things. To really understand what this was. It's not just, especially when it comes to type 2, it's not just I'm eating too much sugar. I met somebody on the plane the other day, and they said, yeah, the doctor said that their blood sugar was high, and so they said they're going to stop eating sweets. You know, so it's like, you know, that's a misconception that a lot of us have.
You know, I really want to know, Charles, what have you learned throughout this whole process? Because things happen to us, like you were saying earlier, things happen to us for a reason, and we are given certain circumstances that we need to deal with, certain situations, and we want to do good by them. So what would you say is your lesson in all of this that you're able to now pass on to others?
Wow. You know, I'm always still learning. That lesson that I think at times is, and it's not so much of the health side of things, it's more of the help side of things. I wonder sometimes, do people really care to help not just people with diabetes, but people with other conditions, whether it's, you know, films I've done work on, such as CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome, arthritis, lupus, whatever it may be. You know, do people really care? It's become such a big business, and big business is the money. And the root of all of this. And at times you are out there as this advocate. And you know what? I was watching a movie with Denzel the other day, and he said he was tired of trying to do the impossible for the unappreciative. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about first aid patients here. We're talking about the business and the people who, or the whole system that you're trying to reach to as well, not just the patients, because in order to reach patients at times, you have to have the companies behind you. You have to have the business behind you. You have to have the support, right? Because you can't do it all on your own. It takes a lot. And so you wonder, do they really even care about these people? You know, do they, even the doctor, do they really care? Of course, there are some good doctors, but, you know, we all know the stories of the doctors who give us about 5 minutes and rush us off to get that prescription that's waiting for us. So, yeah, I think that's the thing where I'm always trying to find who cares, or do people really care? And, you know, sometimes I look at this and I said, man, I've been on the wrong side of this. If I would have created something, I would be rich right now. I need to look at the business side of helping people, not just helping people, right? Because we see a lot of people who have helped people who, Mother Teresa, you know, but she won't die a rich woman, not that she wanted to. But, I mean, it's interesting as far as trying to help people and really touch the lives and being able to continue to touch the lives, because to touch people, you have to be able to bring people on who believe in what you believe and support at times what you believe.
Yeah, it is disheartening. You know, I think the pharmaceutical companies, right? I mean, it's I always feel like it's just all about the money. It's all about the bottom line. And I think with the doctors, yeah. it just seems like the way the system is set up, even if they do care, there's just not enough time, and they'll just say eat right. And in the movie, there was somebody who said, well, what does that even mean? There was another doctor that I love this quote. He said, if you don't do anything about diabetes, it is a wicked, wicked demon from hell that will control you. But now that's pretty powerful, but watching the film, it's pretty damn true.
But he's not supposed to be saying that, you know, those are things that, you know, people aren't supposed to be, you know, that's not what they want you to hear. You know, they want you to hear that, take this pill and you'll be all right, you know, so that's one thing about the film. We wanted to be very transparent and without overdoing it, but just, I think, you know, being able to allow people to say, wow, you know, I didn't know that. Or, you know, some of the first feedback I get is, as soon as I saw it, I went and made an appointment to the doctor. Now, that's what I want to hear. I want people to see this and literally go and want to get tested, or go and try to understand what someone else is dealing with, and be proactive in their health.
So, Charles, when you were diagnosed back in 2011, did you work with a nutritionist or somebody that helped you change the way you ate? That's my first question. And my second question is, if you did, were you able to reverse the type 2 diabetes?
Man, I don't even know if I knew what a nutritionist was. But no, I didn't know those existed for diabetes. You know, like I said, I went home after being diagnosed. This doctor who literally just wanted to give me medication based on a finger prick test, not on an actual A1C test where it goes back over 3 months' time to see, you know, your patterns and your levels over the last few months, but on a finger prick test. And I had just eaten a ton of carbs and starch and probably sugar. So, and wanted to give me medication. So I think right there, that's a telling sign. Right. I mean, because, you know, while it may have been a little bit high based on what I was eating and maybe my weight, to offer medication based on just a finger prick test, is something that, needs to change. And I just said no. And I went home and I just started to do my own research online, which probably wasn't the best thing to do. I didn't have anyone to help me. I kind of just said, you know what, I'm going to follow God's diet. Just started walking and eating fresh fruits, vegetables, and lean meats if I were eating meat, and really just changed my exercise routine because I knew I needed to lose some weight. And I said, you know, I've stopped going to the gym because all I'm doing is bulking up, and I'm just going to walk a lot. Walking is key. Walking is a beautiful thing and really can change a person's life.
Yeah, it definitely is. I love it. You know, I want to talk about your wonderful docu-reality series, Reversed. I love the first season, and I'm very blessed that you asked me to be part of the second season. And I love shows where you see that people really care, and you see people actually getting the tools they need to turn their lives around. And it was so moving and so well done. Charles, if people aren't familiar, this was on the Discovery Life channel. Talk to us about it.
Yeah. It was another way just to reach the people. You know, I realized and think, you know, I was on an RV tour that I created for diabetes, and we weren't, even though we were doing TV every morning, we weren't reaching the people. You know, we were reaching maybe a small little handful of people. And I thought, what's the best way to reach people? And I said, in their living rooms, in their own homes. So, you know, of course, I stepped foot into some unknown territory that I probably, you know, if I was any smart, I would have said that can't be done. And maybe I wouldn't have done it. But I just, you know, I try to be positive and I do not realize that anything can't be done. And I don't want to hear anybody who couldn't do it or attempted to do it and failed. So we literally just I put together a trailer and took my own money and went and filmed that. And it was a really good idea, and I got some really great feedback. But, you know, I got an offer that just wasn't a sensible offer for me. And I said, no, you know what, I'm going to just hang on to this for a little while until I'm able to figure out the right place for it. And I came back, and I would say, you know, maybe a little less than a year later, I just said, you know, I'm going to lock myself into a room and I'm going to go to work and call everyone that I knew and figure out a way to find some funding to get this thing on the air. And literally within probably about 3.5 weeks, I bumped into a beautiful company called Mankind, who owns a product called Afrezza, and they came in as our prime sponsor, and that's how we made it on air, and long and short of it. But it was just one of those things where you just have to just bunker down and just say, you know what, I've got a dream, and I'm gonna do it, and we got there, you know, we got there.
Congratulations! Isn't that such reassurance that you're on the right path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Because it's not easy, you know, but most people can't get a show on TV, and to be able to get a show on TV is almost impossible, to be honest with you, you know, because there's hundreds of millions of people out here who would love a show on TV. And so it was, we knew, and we still know we're on the right path. Is it easy? No, but we know that we're on the right path, and every day we keep pushing and keep knocking this down, and we know that soon enough we will have the product that will be able to help change the lives of millions, you know, and that's what it's about. The show is really about. We brought five people to Jamaica, and we brought in some amazing experts, which season two will be one of them, will be yourself. And what we wanted to do was really, number one, focus on the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. Really the mental and emotional comes into play at times more than the physical, right? Because we all know what we should and shouldn't be doing as far as our diets and things like that. But, you know, a lot of people with diabetes suffer from depression, and they need that stimulation. They need that inspiration. So we really wanted to focus on, you know, the inspiration of these people and giving them the support that they need, and then show them what they needed to eat and how they needed to eat it, maybe when they needed to eat it. And it turned out fantastic.
You know, I'm a huge believer, Charles, that, you know, when it comes to diseases, let's say, for example, it generally manifests first emotionally, and then physically is the last place it comes out, right? So I know, not saying every single disease out there, but a lot of the time, you mean, you're talking about mind, body, spirit, it's so interconnected nowadays. So I love to hear that you're going to be talking about that on the show. I think it's so needed, and I think the world is going in that direction now, too, to understand that it comes together. It's a package. It's a package deal nowadays, right? Yeah. We need to deal with the emotions. You know, one of the questions I want to ask you as well is that you are an incredible chef. So how have you used your amazing talent to help people with type 2 diabetes?
You know, thank you so much for that. But, you know, of course, I have cookbooks out. I have a children's book out. You know, and I think the way I use my talent initially was to be able to utilize that opportunity, you know, in the shows and some of the publicity that I had to be able to get, you know, where you know, we have gotten this to now. Because you got to use what you got to get what you want, right? That's what they say. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to utilize that, and that's how we that's the way we were able to really truly utilize that, because we were able to, you know, put a name behind the show, put a name behind the movement. So I think it all kind of worked hand in hand as far as, you know, the work that I did as far as a celebrity chef. But yeah, of course, you know, being able to touch people and talk to them about health and nutrition and diet, and being able to know that side of things, and then to be able to continue learning from other people, and, you know, having not just a cooking background per se, but then also a somewhat of a health background in a sense. I feel like I'm an unofficial doctor out here as far as diabetes, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because the next show that we're going to be doing today is with Jill Hillhouse and Lisa Cantier. How do you pronounce her last name, Andrea?
Cantier.
Cantier. Well, the book is A Paleo Diabetes Diet Solution: Manage Your Blood Sugar with 125 Recipes Plus a 30-Day Meal Plan. I just brought it up because it's a fabulous book, and I'm super excited. Speaking of books, both you and Andrea are in my upcoming book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, which I'm super excited about. So,
yes.
And Charles, I got to connect you and Andrea because she is a fantastic health media person and also health expert, of course, and a nutritionist. So we'll have to get that together because we all have so much in common and we all want to make the world a better place.
Lisa.
And sure. You know, the first time I interviewed Andrea, like we just hit it off and we were talking about all the crap and junk food with Unjunk Your Junk Food, which was her fabulous book. And that's when we decided to do a show. And it's so neat because I met you, Charles, through Twitter, and I met a bunch of other great people. And I feel like I have this wonderful community of people, some that I've never met in person, but it's really amazing what you can do. And Charles, you're just always out there doing great work. And I know that Andrea and I both really appreciate you. Right, Andrea?
Absolutely. You know, just one thing before we go, Charles, I want to mention something really interesting is that, and Lisa, you brought up that we're talking about to somebody who, you know, paleo, keto, et cetera, diets, is that I recently had genetic testing done. And my whole life, I mean, I'm a nutritionist, I eat healthy, I live on quinoa, I live on millet, I try to watch my sugar intake. But what was interesting is that through this genetic testing, I actually found out that I can't digest starch. In my DNA, I cannot digest starch. And if I continue to eat the starch, then I would one day end up with diabetes. So I thought, you know, I completely changed the way I did things. And it wasn't even, I mean, there were certain things that I would feel when I would eat it. But once I took the starch and the grains out of my diet, I lost like 10 pounds within like 3 weeks and I feel great. I don't have any, you know, sluggishness in my head. So Charles, I guess my point of saying this is that for some people, it is genetically inherent that they cannot digest starch. So they should be going and looking at certain diets like paleo and keto in order to help them on their path to getting better. So I thought that was just some interesting feedback that I learned over the last year in terms of really preventing myself from getting diabetes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Always learning. That's the thing with this. And and I think you have to want to, you know, I think, you know, even with the show, we meet people halfway, you know, so I think if you want to make a change, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's when you'll see change in people and they'll educate themselves. Because the thing is that, you know, I like to say, or I say that, you know, if someone was diagnosed with brain cancer, they would do all the research on that, right? If they were diagnosed with lupus, they would do all the research on that. At times, I think when people are diagnosed with some of these conditions, such as diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, I think it's one of those things where they just, like I said, get that medication and go home and continue living their life. We have to be able to really to make a change. You have to be able to educate yourself on whatever you're dealing with, whether it's weight loss or blood pressure or diabetes. You have to educate yourself.
Totally agreed. So, Charles, can you tell us where, if people want to learn more about you, where they can see the film, where they can watch the show before we end?
Definitely. They can go to charlesmattox.com, charlesmattox.com. Or that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. You know, just go to the website, charlesmattox.com, and that'll lead you to everywhere else that you need to be. We look forward to getting this film out. It's going to be in film festivals, and I just sent it over to PBS so that they can review to possibly air on PBS, because I want people to see it. I want regular people to be able to see it, you know, and people right in their homes to be able to get this information. So, and then, of course, working on season two of the television show and putting some touches on the sponsorships for that, because trust me, it's not easy, but we're getting it done. And hopefully we're working on a Canadian version of Reverse 2 as well, and then possibly an Australian one. So we hope to have Reverse around for a long time, touching lives and helping people live best.
That's incredible. And, you know, thank you for everything you do. And we also want to give a big thanks to our sponsor, Lily of the Desert, because without companies like them, we wouldn't be able to speak to people like you, Charles, and to educate, right? I mean, I love what you said before, help over health, or help and health, you know, both of it together. It's really at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do, is help people get healthier. And because of sponsors like Lily of the Desert, we're able to do that. So if you want to learn more about Charles, you can visit his website. If you want to learn more about our sponsor, it's lilyofthedesert.com. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with everything, and congrats on everything that you've achieved
to
date.
Thank you so much for having me, and we'll talk soon. See you in Jamaica, Lisa.
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you. Bye. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrew Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.